Okay, good morning. Let's start again on the at the Braisa, at the beginning of at the very bottom of Kuf Samach Samad Beis. We're dealing with the issue of the need to prevent forgeries, and therefore, and the need to prevent fraud and abuse. And the need, therefore, not to give multiple documents. Let's say to give a lender two copies of his document where he, where there's a testimony that he extended a loan. Of course, if there'd be two copies, it could be there could be abuse. He could collect the loan and then collect the loan a second time. So, Tanu Rabbanan Lintin Abraisa. Haresha Bav Amar Avad Shtar Chovi. Oh, thank you. If a person comes and says, I gave a loan, but I lost my loan document. Even though he has the witnesses, and they say, we saw the loan, we wrote the document, we signed it, we handed it to him. We don't give him a second loan document, because maybe he has the first one, now he's going to have two loan documents, he's going to collect twice. That's true about a loan document. Aval shtare mekach u'memkar, but a deed of purchase. If the buyer comes in, proves that he bought, and he says he lost the deed of purchase, kosvin, we can give a second deed of purchase. However, chutz min achrayas shabo, in that second deed of purchase, we won't give recourse. We won't give a guarantee. We won't say that if the buyer loses the field to a lender of the seller, he can now go back and collect compensation from people that the seller sold fields to, because we're worried that he might collect twice. Now, starting today's daf, Kuf Samach Tes Amud Aleph, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, we can't even give a second deed of purchase, even without recourse, as we're about to see why. Because Reb Shimon Gamliel says, if somebody gives me a field as a gift, and he gives it to me by giving me a document saying that the field is mine, if I just hand the document back to him, even though we didn't do an act of chalipin, even though we didn't do a new document, I just handed him back the old document, chazer matanaso, now the gift is back and it's his. So therefore, Reb Shimon is worried that if a guy comes and says, I need a new document because I bought a field and now the document was lost, we're worried maybe the document wasn't lost. Maybe he gave the document of purchase back to the seller, and therefore the seller now owns the field again. And now that he's asking for a new document, so now he's asking for an illicit way of proving that he owns the field, and he's going to get the field in a court, because he's going to have a document saying that he bought the field from the seller. But meanwhile, he had really given the field back to the seller. He's not entitled to a proof that the field is his anymore. However, Chachamim say, Matanaso Kayemas, that if somebody gave me a deed of gift, and now through that deed he had given me a field, and now I turn around and give the deed back to him, the field is still mine. I haven't lost the field by the fact that I gave him back the document about the field. To give away the field, I'd have to do a new act of acquisition, create a new document. But just to give the document back, that doesn't transfer ownership of the field. So according to the Chachamim, since once I have the document, it is my document, so what's the fear? If I don't have the document in my hands, what's the fear? That maybe I gave it back to him? Giving it back to him wouldn't have given him the field. It's still my field, so I can get a new document. Right, there is a fear that maybe I'm going to collect twice from people who bought from the guy who sold me the field. Okay, so in that second document, don't give me the guarantee. Don't give me the recourse. But to give me a document that the field is mine, I'm entitled to. So that's what the Chachamim say. You do get a second document just without the guarantee in it. Okay, our Gemara is actually not going to talk so much about this issue, the issue of purchase document. It's going to talk about the beginning of the Braisa, about, not so much about Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's going to talk about more about the view of the Chachamim, that the Chachamim say, a person who comes and says, I lost my deed of purchase, is entitled to a new deed of purchase, but that new deed of purchase is not going to have recourse in it. It's not going to have any guarantee in it. So Amar Mar, we just learned. Chutz me'achrayu shebo. That if a person comes and says, I lost my loan document, we don't give him a new loan document. However, if he comes and says, I lost my deed of purchase, we give him a new deed of purchase, but in this new deed of purchase, we don't write in that there's any guarantee. My time, why? Why can't we write in that there is a guarantee? Amar of Safra said, we never write two deeds of purchase for the same field that was purchased. Why? Because normally a deed of purchase will have a guarantee in it. So we're worried, if there's a guarantee, we're worried about the following scenario. Dilma azil balchov. We're worried, let's say there is Reuven. Reuven sold the field to Shimon. So if we're going to give Shimon two documents, each saying Shimon bought the field from Reuven, and that if a person who has lent money to Reuven is going to take the field for the loan, then Shimon's entitled to recourse to come back to Reuven and to look and through his records and see other people that he sold fields to and take from those other people. So we're worried about the following. Dilma Azil Balchov, maybe Levi's going to come. Taref Leilahai. He's going to take away this field that Shimon bought from Reuven. Va'azil Hai. So now Shimon's going to go. Umapik chat, he's going to produce one of these deeds of purchase. Vitaref lekuchos, and he's going to take away fields that had been bought from Reuven after he bought from Reuven, because he had a guarantee from Reuven. So he's going to go to other buyers and he'll take away their fields. Okay. Then v'yamar le lebalcho. Then he's going to go tell Levi like this. Shufli, you know what? Give me some time. Wait for me. Deikumba, that let me get established a little bit in these fields. Let me live in these fields for a little bit. Vahadarta, then after that little bit of time, you can come back and tirfun, and you can take them a second time. You can take a second set of fields. Umapik achrina, then he's going to produce the other loan document. Vahadar azul, then he's going to go. And I'm sorry, he's going to produce the other purchase document. Vahadar azul, and he's going to go. Tarif lukucho sachrini. He's going to now seize from other buyers. That's the fear. So the fear is that if a person has two documents, each stating that Shimon bought a field from Reuven, and there's a guarantee if Shimon loses the field, he can go collect from other assets that Reuven sold off. So if there's two documents, there's a fear he's going to collect twice. Levi's going to take the field away because of a loan that Levi has on Reuven. Shimon's then going to go to Lekuchos, to people who've bought from Reuven after Shimon bought from Reuven, take away their field because he says, I have a guarantee for my purchase. So I'm taking away your field. You were a later purchase. I can take away your fields. And then he's going to go to Levi, who took away the first field he purchased, and say, right now, take away the recourse field. I'll take away the recourse field, and now he has again a loan doc. He has again a purchase document. So he'll be able to go to other people who bought and take away their fields too. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. What's the fear here? The cave of the Kranalai, Lishtari Zamalva. Once Levi collects the field of Shimon, that Shimon had purchased because of the loan that he has on Reuven. What happens? When Levi comes, because he says Reuven owed me money, so Reuven couldn't sell the field he sold, I get to take. What do we do to his loan document? We tear up his loan document. So once we tear up his loan document, how's he going to come a couple months later and collect the second time? He doesn't have a loan document anymore. So Kevin, since the Kranali Lishtara Damalu, once we tore up the loan document of Levi, but my other Tarifla, how's he going to come and collect a second time? What's this whole fear? There are two documents saying that Shimon purchased. So we were right, so Shimon's going to go and collect twice. But the only way Shimon can go collect is if he loses twice. How's he going to lose the field twice? What, Levi has two loan documents? Levi only has one loan document. Rechita, if you're going to tell me, Delo Krane, we don't necessarily tear up Levi's loan document. So Levi might collect his loan twice. Amrav Nachman, we know that that's not true. Courts do not leave, again, courts try to prevent the possibility of fraud and abuse. They don't leave, you know, loan documents in the hands of lenders. Rav Nachman said like this, there are different documents. One is called a tirfa. Tirfa, there were, you know, let's say there were four documents. There's the IOU, where the lender has an IOU saying that Reuven says, I owe money to you, Levi. So then Levi brings that document to the court. The court writes a document called a tirfa. The tirfa says that Levi can go grab a field that had belonged to Reuven. So kol tirfa, any tirfa document, lok sibik rana lishtara demalva, that doesn't say in it that we tore up the IOU of the lender, lav tirfu, doesn't have the standing to enable Levi to go look to collect. Now after the tirfa, they would do another document, kol adrachta. And Adrachta is the document after the lender found fields. So kol Adrachta, the loksiv bei Karana l'tirfa, that doesn't say that we already tore up the tirfa. It's not an Adrachta. And after we found the fields, we then have to have a document assessing the value of the field to say it's really worth the value of the loan that Levi had extended. That's called a shuma. So kol shuma de loksiv bei Karana l'Adrachta, every shuma that doesn't say we already tore the adrachta, lav shuma, it's not a shuma. So again, we're back to the problem. The Raisa says we won't give a buyer a second copy of his deed of purchase because we're worried that maybe he's lying. Maybe he still has the first copy. And if he has two copies of a deed of purchase, so since he bought with a guarantee, he's going to lose the field to the lender. He's going to go collect the guarantee once, he'll lose the field to the lender a second time, he'll collect the guarantee a second time. What do you mean? What's going on? Why would the lender be able to collect twice? Why would the lender be able to collect his field twice? The lender's document is torn. The moment the lender comes to collect, we tear the document, we turn it into an adrachta, then we tear the adrachta, we turn it into a tirfa, I'm sorry, we tear the document, turn it into a tirfa, then we tear the tirfa, we turn it into a drachta, we tear the adrachta, to turn it into a shuma, and then with the shuma, he actually collects. So when he collected, he's lost his loan document. The loan document's already torn, so how's he going to collect twice? And if he can't collect twice, then what's the fear about the purchaser having two documents with guarantees? Answer the Gemara, so we're not talking about Levi as a lender. Lotzricha, the case of our fear, why we don't want Shimon to have two documents of purchase, is to kasi mikoach avase, that Levi's going to come as the original owner. Levi's going to come as a victim of theft. In other words, if Reuven sells a field to Shimon, and let's say he gives Shimon two documents, each stating that Shimon bought the field, and Shimon has a guarantee that if he loses the field, he can come back and get recourse and get paid. So we're worried like this, that Levi's going to show up and say, you know what? Reuven had no right to sell the field. This was my field. I inherited it from my father, who got it from his father. Reuven was a thief. He was a land thief. So therefore, I'm the owner, and I take the field back. That's not something he has witnesses. That's not something he has a document about that we're going to tear. That's something he has witnesses. He has witnesses that it was his field. So he can take the field back. Then Shimon's going to go and get reimbursed by other people who bought from Reuven. And then he can come back a second time and again take the field back. And again, if Shimon has a document of purchase, he's going to get reimbursed a second time. And that's the fear. So Amalei Rav Acham Adifti Ravina. So Rav Acham Adifti said to Ravina, now, why did you have to say that the fear is that Shimon's going to tell Levi, give me some time, and then you'll come and take it a second time, and I'll go out and I'll collect from others? Typically, why don't we say, the cave of the Nakat Trey Shtari, since Shimon has two deeds of purchase, Tarif, Levi's going to take the field away from Shimon because he's going to claim that it was really always his. And then Shimon will get it back. Vahadar Tarif. And then again he's going to take it away. So Gemara says, no. If he's going to take away right away the field twice, saying that it was always his, Nafishalei Balei Dinim. So he's not going to do. Too many people are going to be involved. They're going to say, hey, this is monkey business. What's going on? It's always yours. Everybody's stealing your field. That he's not going to do. But after people forget a little bit, then he'll come back and again he'll do this story. And so again, Shimon will be able to collect. So Gemara says, but why is this such a problem that we can't give him two documents? The licht of Lahai Shtara Ma'alya. Let's write to Shimon a second deed of purchase. And because of the fear that he might use the second deed of purchase to collect twice, the licht of Tavra Lamocher, and write to the seller a receipt, namely, that kol shtar diyifkon al arada psulin, that any deed of purchase which has a guarantee about this field is disqualified. Levar min diyapik bismarata, except for this deed of purchase that we're writing today as the replacement with this date, and only this deed of purchase works. So Amru Rabbanan Kamed Rav Papa. So the rabbi said this in front of Rav Papa. Amila Kamed Rav Ashi. Some say they said it in front of Rav Ashi. So Somera Sein Kosvin Shovar. Maybe this is a proof that we never write receipts, because a receipt is really a burden on the seller. He has to hold on to this receipt to make sure that the mice don't eat it, make sure it doesn't get lost. That's not fair. It's not fair to say that he who gave the loan or he who sold the field has to keep documents to prevent fraud. So we don't write receipts. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehi Midvarav. Maybe. Right, so Amar Lu, so he said back to them, not necessarily. Now on Kuf Samach Tesmi base, maybe Baalma Kosvin Shover. Normally we do write receipts. V'hacha Hainu Taima, but here the issue is like this: the Dilma Azil Balchov, the Tarif Minei Dilokeach. We're worried again that Levi's going to go and take away the field from Shimon. V'Azil Ihu. The Tarif Lukuchos, and Shimon's going to go and take away fields from other people who bought from Reuven. And so, even though there's a receipt in the hands of Reuven, but Reuven's not the one that they're going to be dealing with. He's going to be dealing with the other people who bought from Reuven. The Shover Gabi Lukuchos Leka. So the other people who bought from Reuven, they don't have a receipt, so it doesn't help them. So the Gemara says, still, so. But if you say there's a receipt, the kuchos lav amri da'ara hadri, wouldn't those other people who bought, aren't they going to go back after they lose their fields to Shimon, when Shimon wants to get reimbursed and collect on his recourse? Aren't they going to go back to Reuven? And once they're going to go back to Reuven and say, hey, but we lost the field that we brought from you, you need to make us whole. So then Reuven's going to show up with the receipt. So once there's the receipt, they are going to find out. So Moses says, it's true. Ultimately, they're going to find out about the receipt. And that's why they shouldn't be losing twice. But adahaki v'achi, but till that all happens, shamet v'achil peri, they're going to lose the fruits of their fields that will be eaten already by Shimon. Inami, or we're worried that maybe those people, the people who lose their fields to Shimon, lilokeach shelo b'achrayus, maybe they bought without a guarantee. And if they bought without a guarantee, they can't go back to Reuven to say, Reuven, since we lost the field, you need to reimburse us, because they didn't have a guarantee. So that's why they're not going to know that there is the possibility of abuse here, and that there's a receipt in the hands of Reuven to prevent the second document from being used, to prevent both documents from being used. Iachi, if that's the case, says the Gemara, so then that if we're worried about deeds of purchase, that the guy might collect twice, the purchaser, so shtari alva nami, we should say the same thing in regards to loan documents. We should say that a loan should never be collected with a receipt, because we're worried that if a lender claims that he lost the loan document, so he can't tear it up, he's just going to give a receipt that the document is paid off. We're worried that maybe he really does have the loan document, and he's going to go with this loan document to collect from people who bought land from the borrower. And those people are not going to know that the borrower paid off the loan because, you know, they don't have access to the receipt. And you have the same issue. If they bought land without a guarantee, they're never going to find out because they're never going to go back to the borrower. Or even if they do have a guarantee and they go back to the borrower, the fruits are going to be lost till they get collected. So the Gemara says, Hasam, in regards to a loan document, we're not worried because Dezuze Masik, in regards to a loan document, if a guy is going to try to now collect with a second loan document, since there we're talking about collecting money, Amri, so he had lent out money and he collected money. So the buyers are not going to give away their field so quickly to the lender. They're going to say, Paisei Balcho Bezuzi, maybe the borrower paid you back. And so they're not so quick to let him take their fields. And they're going to go, figure it out. However, hacha, but in regards to our case, we're talking about deeds of purchase. And a guy who's claiming that the sale never took effect because the guy had no right to sell it. So the Aramasik, we're talking about a guy where he's claiming land. So Meida Yadi, Demad Damasik Ara Bezuzi Lomafayas. People know that a person who's coming after land is not satisfied with money. He wants land. So they say, okay, listen, he's claiming this is his land. There was never a right of Reuven to sell the land. So they, the Shimons of the world give the land to the Levies of the world. They don't think, but maybe somebody paid off Levy. So once they gave up the land, if they didn't have a guarantee, so they don't have a place where to go. They're not going to go look back with Reuven, what's going on. Maybe there's a receipt somewhere. They figure, okay, the land has to go. So therefore, in such a case, we're worried that the receipt might not be used. Okay. So that was the first part of the Braisa, why we can't give two deeds of purchase to a buyer. We're worried that the buyer is going to make a deal with somebody else. That other person, Levy, is going to claim that he was the real owner, and the buyer is a victim of a fraudulent transaction. The buyer is going to lose the field to Levy. He's going to go and collect from other buyers of Reuven, And then Levi's going to come and again claim that those fields were really his. And again, the buyer will collect from other buyers of Reuven with his second deed of purchase. That's why we can't give him two deeds of purchase. So Amar, we just learned. What we do is we give him a second deed of purchase, Chutz Min Achrayah Shebo, without any guarantee in it. So Hechi Kasvin, how do we write a document without a guarantee? So Amar Rav Nachman said to Kasvi Hach, we write like this, Shtara Dinan, this document of purchase, to Lola Mikvabay, can't be used to collect from other buyers, lo mishabdi, not from fields that had been guaranteed, lo mibnechari, not even from fields that are still in the hands of the seller. Elo, rather, the purpose of this document is only keichid to take arbi other lokeach, that the buyer should be able to stay with this field. So basically, the document says explicitly, it's a document of purchase, but not with the ability to use it to collect anything. Rav from said, Zosu Maris, that tells you that Achrayus, that if you didn't write it, if you just write, this belongs to, this is Shimon's field that he bought, and you don't write that Shimon has a guarantee, Tosofer, Shimon does have a guarantee, and we say it's a mistake of the scribe, and Shimon can use it as a guarantee. And that's why Taima here, the only reason why was the Kasav Lehachi, he had to write explicitly this way. Hello, Kasav Lehachi. But if you wouldn't write explicitly that there's no usage, Gavi could go and collect with it. So Rav Ashi said, not necessarily. Achrayus lav tosofer. If you write a document without saying anything about guarantees, not that there's no guarantee, nor that there is a guarantee, just say, Shimon bought the field from Reuven. Shimon can't go and collect if he loses the field. What does it mean that we write him a document without a guarantee? Not the way Rav Nachman said that explicitly in the document it says that there's no ability to collect. We just don't leave in anything about guarantees. To look simply achrayus, we don't write in it any guarantee. And if we don't write it in any guarantee, then in fact, he can't use it to collect any recourse. A story. Hayitza, there was this woman, the Havale Zuzalahu Gavra, she gave money to a person, Lamizban Le'ara, to buy for her land. Azl Zavan L'Shlobach Raya, so he bought land, but he didn't get a guarantee for the purchase. Azl Kamad Rav Nachman, so she complained to Rav Nachman. Amar Le, so Rav Nachman said, she's right, L'tkunish Tartich, she sent you to help her. Lo Lavusi, not to harm her. So you know what you have to do now? Zil Zavna Mila Shlobach Raya, go now, you bought a cheap piece of land without getting a guarantee. All right, so now you go to the seller, buy from him for yourself without the guarantee. But to her, Hadar Zavna Niela, when you sell it to her, you have to sell it at that low price that she was looking for you to do, but you need to give her a guarantee because she didn't appoint you as a shliach to buy field without a guarantee. So you need to give her the guarantee that if the field gets lost, you need to be the one who will replace it to her. Okay. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash Omer, Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lezakas Es Yisrael, Lefichach Yirbo Lehem Torah Mitzvah, Shanem Razan Echa Pes Laman Tzidko, Yagdil Terav Yadir. Amen.